All right, let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, what a gift and a joy it is to come to you this morning in prayer, knowing the kind of loving Father that you are, delighting in us, eager to connect with us, bringing us into relationship and intimacy with you through your Son Jesus by way of your Holy Spirit. So grateful for Jesus and your Holy Spirit. And I just want to say a special thank you for your word that guides us in our lives and guides us in terms of connection with you. And yeah, just so grateful for prayer, the gift of prayer, that we can connect with you in this way. Thank you for this beautiful morning. Just such a delight to see the sunshine. It puts a smile on our faces and puts a smile in our heart. And I believe that you delight in that. And so thank you for creating the sunshine and this beautiful morning. Thank you for creating this technology that allows us to be together, though we are physically distancing. Thank you that you've created ways and made ways for us to socially and emotionally connect with one another, that we can still exist in community. The community that you have designed in a way that you have set up for us, where we can talk about you, encourage one another, inspire one another, and just help guide one another in relationship with you. Bless our time this morning. God, we need you at all times, especially in times like these where the things around us are difficult and challenging and there's newness and transition and stress. And it seems like the sort of the structure of our lives have been pulled up from underneath us. But we know that you are our stability, our rock, our refuge, our security and our confidence. And I pray that you would be with us now and be with us always. Help us to open up our minds and our hearts wide during this time to hear what you're saying to us and lead us in that throughout our day, moment to moment. Again, thank you for this time. Thank you so much for this group. Love seeing these guys and being together in this way in the morning. It just brings such joy to my heart. So thank you for that. And again, please bless us and be with us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, Psalm 139 is going to be our psalm for the day. And one of the things I'll say up front about this psalm is that it's really a psalm about intimacy with God, and how much God desires that. It's also a psalm about how God has created us and designed us in a very unique and specific way. And in learning about that and knowing about ourselves, it can bring us into a place of worship of God. And we'll see that explicitly stated in the psalm in just a minute. So I'm going to read from the English Standard Version. And so this is Psalm 139. Again, as we typically do, I'll read through it. I'll make a few comments on it. I'll give us time for meditation. I'll lead you in that. And then I'll also give you an opportunity to set your intention for the day. We'll share a little bit about that. And then I'll close with praying through the psalm. So let's dive in. Psalm 139, verse 1. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say Surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them. The days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake and I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. O men of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. So an absolutely beautiful psalm, so poetic, so rich in intimacy with God. And so, you know, right from the beginning, I love this first verse. Oh Lord, you have searched me and known me. And I just love the intimacy that is communicated through that first verse. The fact that God, our creator, throughout our time, throughout our days, searches us, knows us so deeply and intimately. And the psalmist indicates that. David indicates that. He says, and you've known me. And there's such a desire for all of us. I believe that's one of the deepest desires of the human heart, is to be known, to be fully known, to be fully understood, to be fully appreciated. And we get to experience that in community when we are vulnerable with people, we share with people in our community, and they respond with a sense of empathy, a sense of understanding. We're getting a glimpse of how God responds to us, you know, when we're struggling or when we're experiencing different things in our lives. We serve God, and we are children of a God who loves us deeply and knows us deeply. And these next couple verses just go throughout all these different experiences. When I do this, God, you know me. When I do this, when this happens, when you know, I sit down, when I rise up, God is there with us no matter what. And I just think, what a gift, what an encouragement that is. In verse 4, even before a word is on my tongue, before we even know what we're going to say, God knows, because he loves us so deeply. Verse 5, I love that. You hem me in behind and before. Other translation, it says, you surround me, you encircle me, and lay your hand upon me. God brings us into relationship with him, and this very gentle hand he just places upon us, even in difficult and challenging times. And then in verse 7, it starts this other section where even when we want to flee from God, which, you know, we think about, hey, we do that sometimes, right? Even when we want to flee from him, we cannot get away from God. We cannot escape God. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, that's an amazing thing because of the kind of God that he is. He doesn't want to be away from us. He wants to shower us with his love and his affection, his understanding, his mercy, his grace. Verse 7, where shall I go from your spirit? Where shall I flee from your presence? No matter where the psalmist goes, no matter where David is talking about, whether we go to heaven, make our bed in Sheol, which is the realm of the dead, if I take the wings of the morning, so the east or the west, no matter where I go, God is there. Verse 10, even there your hand shall lead me. Oh, what assurance that is, that God, our good shepherd, you know, Psalm 23 talks about, is always leading us. In your right hand shall hold me. And I love that image of the gentle hand of God just holding us, protecting us, loving us, being with us. And then in verse 11, and what I take from this, and this is just my sort of interpretation of this, where he says, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, you know, sometimes we get into dark places in life, you know, and I've been there. I mean, I've been in places that are challenging and dark and difficult. And I think what the psalmist is saying is, even there, when we're in these dark places where we feel like God is so far away, even there, God is right there with us, maybe even closer to us during those times. It says, verse 12, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. Wherever we are, God will be with us. Dark, light, difficult, challenging, easy, joyful, God is there because of his loving nature. All right, verse 13 through 16, I'm going to say, you know, some real specific things about this, because it's so deep, it's so rich, and I think it's so important for us to understand that in verse 13, that God formed our inward parts. You know, each of us has different dimensions to us, or different aspects to us, the way that, not even just the way that we look, but certainly, you know, you look around the screen here, a lot of, you know, different looking people on this call, but our inward parts, right, the inner dimensions of who we are, our desires, our temperament, our personality, the things that we enjoy doing, our preferences for certain things, our feelings, our emotional makeup, every one of these little dimensions, every one of these little pieces of us was formed by God and knitted together. And it says in the mother's womb, and that just means that before we came to be, God was crafting us in such a unique and specific way. And I think it's important for us to recognize the different dimensions of who we are and appreciate those things for what they are, and appreciate God for creating us in such a way and bringing them together in such a unique and cool way. I mean, essentially, what it means there, by you knitting me together in my mother's womb, means that God created our soul, and our souls are our being. It's our essence. It's exactly who we are. You know, and sometimes there are different aspects of who we are, different traits, I'll say, different characteristics of who we are that we may not necessarily be comfortable with, or we may not necessarily appreciate. You know, I know ones for me that I've been thinking about, especially recently, you know, as things have been challenging, is my emotional makeup and my sensitivity. You know, on these scales of having a sensitive temperament, I rate pretty high. And I've not always been comfortable with that in my life. In fact, there have been different points in my life where I've really tried to exile that part of me. And that creates issues, you know, that creates, you know, psychological challenges and difficulties. But when we can see ourselves for how God has created us and appreciate that God has designed us, God has given us these different dimensions, these different characteristics, it helps to bring us sort of back together and enables us to praise God. In verse 14, I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And that follows the inward parts, right? Recognizing that God has created us and given us all these different dimensions, all these different parts for a reason. There are gifts and beautiful things about those things, and we can praise him for how he has made us. When we focus on you know, ourselves and exploring that and seeing our different dimensions and appreciating those things, it can move us into praise and worship. It should move us into praise and worship of God. And the next part of verse 14, wonderful are your works. Us being God's handiwork. He talks about that in Ephesians 2, that we are God's handiwork, right? My soul knows it very well. And it's just the recognition of the soul being our very being, our essence, and who we are, recognizing that God has put us together in this way And we know that his works are wonderful. Verse 15, my frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret. I love this, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. You were designed in such a unique, specific, intentional way by the creator of the universe. And you need to know that. In verse 16, your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me when as yet there were none of them. You know, God had a plan and has a plan for all the days of your life. You know, when I reflect on that, I mean, I've had some beautiful days in my life. You know, I've had some great days, and I can appreciate God for that, certainly. But there are times in my life and different days and experiences where I'm like, man, that was challenging. That was hard. Did God really design that? You know, and I'm certainly not suggesting that God has, given approval of things like emotional abuse or physical abuse or sexual abuse or anything like that. You know, I think God certainly detests those things. But some of us have experienced those things. Some of us have experienced those things early on in life, and they can leave such an impact on us. But I think that what God wants us to understand is that we experience those things. He wants us to sort through those things. He wants us to sift through those things and see that he's pulled us out of that, that he's going to turn those things into ways that we can help other people, or he can transform those areas of our lives. And so, I mean, that's what I take from that, you know, that God has planned out and set for us, you know, all these days of our lives, even before we had experienced any of them. And then if you go down to verse 19 through 22, where the psalmist David here is talking about slaying the wicked, O God, O men of blood, depart from me. I think what's being communicated here is that David is trying to adopt and has adopted the attitude of God towards evil, towards sin. I mean, certainly we're not called to hate people. We're called to love people. We're called to love our enemies and pray for our enemies. But we want to have an attitude towards evil that is like God. And I think David is just expressing that here. Like, I hate those who hate you, O Lord, and I do not loathe those who rise up against you. I think that's what David is after there. And then he concludes with this in verse 23 and 24. And this is beautiful. You know, it begins the psalm with, Lord, you have searched me and known me. So he recognizes that, and that that's a very safe place to be with a God who searches us and knows us, a God of love. And so at the end, he invites God in. He's finished the psalm here. He's acknowledging how beautiful God is. And then he says, search me, God. I'm yours. You have made me in this particular way and so beautifully crafted me. Then just search me, God. Please know my heart. You have created it, and I invite you into knowing it. Try me. Another way to translate that is test me and know my thoughts. God, just, you know, yeah, search me out. Know my thoughts. Know what's going on in me. And if you see any grievous way in me, other translations say anxious thoughts, anything that's inconsistent with your will, please just help me get rid of those things so that I can be led in your ways, in the way everlasting, into eternal life. And I think, you know, what a beautiful way to conclude that, and what an important encouragement for us to invite God and allow him to search us. He's safe. He loves us. And he will help us to eliminate the evil from our lives, and he will lead us in righteousness. He will lead us in his ways, in the way everlasting. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to just pick a verse from here that we talked about, pick a thought, and just take that verse, and I'm going to just ask you to meditate on it, reflect on it. Think about the different elements of the verse, what's being communicated there, how does it, what does it mean for your life? And And then after that, I'll ask for people to just share their intention for the day. What is your intention for the day based on that verse? So let's go to God in meditation at this time. And what you can do is find a comfortable posture, whatever helps you to focus and relax. You can close your eyes and allow your being, your soul, to settle. When we regulate our breathing, it helps to anchor our mind, draws our heart in, and it settles our body. We can, you know, literally slow down our heart rate by focusing on our breath and taking, you know, very regulated breaths. And it's very soothing to just settle into our breathing. And so once you've done that, once you get there, I'm going to ask you to take that verse, bring it before your mind, meditate on it a little bit, just allow it to sink into your heart. Okay, at this time you can open your eyes, slowly come back to where you are, become aware of your surroundings, take a look around and appreciate where you are, appreciate your surroundings. Again, become aware of those things. And now is the time for intention setting. So what's going to be your intention for the day based on what you meditated on? And I'll just start. I mean, for me, I just love verse 13, for you formed my inward parts, you knit me together in my mother's womb. And, the part that I had mentioned before, the emotional side of me, the sensitive side of me. What I'm going to do today, my intention for today, is to recognize when that part of me is activated, when that part comes out. And rather than reject it, I'm going to appreciate it. I'm going to thank God for it and just appreciate him making me in that way. So that's my intention for today. I'd love for just a couple other people to share their intentions for the day, and then we'll pray it out and close out. Go ahead, Corinne.
Thanks, Ryan. Similar to that, I meditated on verse 14. I praise you for I'm fearfully, wonderfully made. And I guess the same, just, focusing, and my intention for today is just thinking about that and with experiencing, you know, unemployment and stuff, sometimes these days I'm kind of just like, all right, what's the plan here? Like, you know, I'm kind of just trying to keep busy and just focusing that God has a plan for every day of my life. So, you know, today was planned out and he's going to use me and whatever my talents are, however he made me, you know, I'm focused on.
Amen. Yeah, that's great. I think that's a helpful example for, you know, a lot of people who are experiencing the same thing, you know, like, man, what am I going to do with this? But God has, designed you and he's designed this time for a reason. And so, you know, I think that's great. So appreciate that, Corinne. Iris, were you going to share?
The two verses that I like here, this is one of my favorite Psalms. Verse 17 and 18, it says, how precious to me are your thoughts, O God, how vast are some of them. If I could count them, they are more than the sand. I awake and I am still with you. You know, it just reminds me of being grateful for what God has done in my life. Then I need to focus on God's thoughts and cut off all the other noise in the background, you know? And to remember all the blessings that he has done for me. And that if I focus on that it would outweigh anything else. And to know that I'm still with him, despite it.
Mm-hmm. So that's right. Amen. Yep. Always a good intention to just be focused on the presence of God. Appreciate that. Yeah, anybody else? Intention for the day? What do you want to focus on today? Yep, go ahead, Efren. You could be our last sharer.
My intentions for today was on verse 1, which says, oh Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know, I piggyback on Iris in terms of, like, God is always going to be there. He knows my intentions. He knows my shortcomings. And just being aware. And I remember I come across with scriptures in James 4:5 when it says, God is a jealous God. He's jealous of the spirit that's in us. He's longing to be able to have that relationship with God. It just makes me feel, you know, that God is real and he's longing for me. You know, he wants to. He's like a mother to a child and want to embrace us no matter how you know we get out of focus, we lost our focus to him. He still knows what we're doing and he still would want to have that relationship with us. So I'm going to take my vitamin D today and walk knowing that he knows what I'm doing. You know, no matter if I sit down or if I raise or being active, no matter what it is, I wanted to take him with me, no matter where it is.
Amen. What a beautiful thought that in all of our mess, you know, in all of our struggle, we all have them. We all have our junk. You know, we all have our shortcomings. God still wants to know us deeply, bring us into relationship with him. And that's just the kind of God he is. So, amen. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. All right. So let's close out. I'm going to pray through the Psalm. We can do that together and that'll be our time together. So let's go to God in prayer. Oh Lord, you have searched us and you do know us. And we thank you so deeply for that. You know, when we sit down, when we rise up, God, you discern our thoughts, every one of our thoughts from afar. You search out our paths, our lying down. You're acquainted with all of our ways. God, even before a word is on our tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You hem us in. God, you bring us into connection with you. Behind and before, you lay your loving and gracious hand upon us. God, that knowledge, such knowledge is too wonderful for us. It's high. We cannot fully attain it. We ask ourselves, where can we go from your spirit? Where can we go from your presence? If we go up to heaven, you're there. If we make our bed in Sheol, you are there as well. If we take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, God, even there, your hand shall lead us, and your loving right hand shall hold us. Let us never forget that. God, if we say, surely the darkness shall cover me, if we're in difficult and challenging times, and we think that the light around us must be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. Even in those times, you're with us. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. God, you formed our inward parts. You've knitted us together in our mother's womb. What a beautiful thought. God, thank you so much for that. We praise you, for we are all fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, God. Our souls know it so well. Our frame was not hidden from you when we were being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. God, your eyes saw our unformed substance. In your book were written every one of the days that were formed for us, when as yet there was none of them. God, thank you for the plan, the beautiful plan that you have had and still have for our lives. How precious are your thoughts, oh God, how vast is the sum of them. If we counted them, they would be more than the sand. When we awake, we are still with you. Oh God, that you would slay the wicked. Oh men of blood, keep away from us. They speak against you, God, with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do we not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do we not loathe those who rise up against you? We hate them with complete hatred. We count them our enemies. And finally, O God, please search us. Know our hearts. Try us. Test us. Know our thoughts, our anxious thoughts. And if there's any grievous way in us, if there's any way in us that's outside of your will, lead us in the way everlasting. Thank you for the way that is Jesus, the way to you. We are so grateful. It's in his name we pray. Amen.